This 2-Minute Daily Show is Bird Note's flagship production. For 15 years, we've brought you snack-sized stories about birds. And recently, we've been branching out into longer, more in-depth stories. This year, we produced our second season of Sound Escapes, a show that brings you crystal-clear soundscapes from the wildest places on the planet. Grouse focuses on the greater sage grouse, strange, wonderful birds that live exclusively in the sagebrush steppe of the Intermountain West. And Threatened, a show about answering the call to protect the birds and places we love. You can help us tell more of these important stories, short and long. Support BirdNote today with a monthly gift of $10 or $15. Visit birdnote.org and click the donate button to get started.
This is BirdNote. It's just before dusk in Birmingham, Alabama, and Greg Harbor is riding his bike to one of his favorite chimneys, just in time to see a swift nado.
Right now, there are probably 225 to 250. Now they're starting to come in a little bit more, so now we're easily at 500 birds.
Greg's a volunteer for Swift Watch, a project that helps count chimney swifts. These small brown birds look a lot like sparrows, with one important difference. Their feet are so small, they can't perch. Instead, they cling to the sides of vertical structures. Swifts used to live in the giant trees of old-growth forests, but after these were cleared, came to live in chimneys. Since the 1960s, however, most houses aren't built with chimneys. Greg looks for mega-roost chimneys, where there can be thousands of swifts. Leanne Kosher is Conservation and Science Director at Alabama Audubon. She uses the locations of the mega chimneys to preserve them and hopes swift watchers can expand into more rural areas.
That's just a little bit heartbreaking to me to think about what happens if it's some small town in North Alabama that maybe just doesn't have a lot of chimneys. You know, if there's one or two and one gets demolished, where are these birds roosting at night now?
One solution has been constructing swift towers, freestanding wooden chimneys, 1 foot across and 12 feet tall. But these can only house about 100 birds each, so they need volunteers to identify the chimneys that swifts frequent the most and to protect these.
If you've ever seen a swift nado of like 2,000 to 3,000 birds, I don't know how you don't get hooked on it. I feel like it should just be one of the natural wonders of the world.
For BirdNote, I'm Selena C. Reynolds.